give me the correct time?
Certainly, sir. It's Joan Davis time.
Sure, it's Joan Davis time.
It's Joan Davis time.
Well, there's no question about it. From coast to coast, it's Joan Davis time.
It's Joan Davis time.
During the time you spend with Joan Davis tonight, you'll hear the voice of her special guest, that merry master of quiz questions, Gary Moore, plus a great supporting cast featuring Lionel Sander, Maxine Marks, Jerry Hausner, the Corollaires, and yours sincerely, Ben Gates. Find that quite by accident, Joni has discovered what seems to be a miraculous cleaning fluid. So filled with enthusiasm, she and her manager, Lionel, have rushed over to demonstrate it to the Moore Chemical Company. In fact, right now, they're waiting to see the president of the company, Gary Moore himself. Well, Mr. Moore is busy at the moment.
Oh, Miss Goodrich. Miss Goodrich.
Yes, Mr. Moore.
Come now, Miss Goodrich, let's finish that letter I was dictating. Now, what do you have so far?
To the Acme Paint Company. Attention, Mr. Flugnuggle.
Flugnuggle? That's a nice name. How do you spell Flugnuggle? With one or two nuggles? Or with a capital Flug? Well, anyhow, let's get on with the letter.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's see. My dear Mr. Nugfluggle, in reply to yours of the 16th, I believe we should have a National Chemical Week. Why? Well, why not? We have a National Apple Week. Let's all have more apples. National Fish Week, let's all have more fish. National Chicken Week, let's all have more chicken. National Baby Week, let's all... No, on second thought, let's go back to Chicken Week. You're going to be more chemical company. Oh, I'm a busy, busy little bee today. Next.
You were going to finish dictating the report on our new synthetic vitamin D.
Oh, yes, vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Our research proves conclusively that we have developed the perfect sunshine vitamin. We had a man swallow a whole month's supply of his sunshine vitamin. Now he rises in the east and sets in the west. Come. Now, it's not Johnny. That's not Billy either. What seems to be wrong with you, Miss Goodrich?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Moore. I don't seem to be myself lately. I start the day right, but then I seem to tire suddenly.
Well, how do you like that? Miss Goodrich tires. Mother, call the cows in. I'm pulling them tonight. Well, what's next, B.F.?
There are two people are still waiting to see you about their new formula.
New formula? What is this new formula?
It's a cleaning fluid. And you know, Mr. Moore, this firm has been looking for a cleaning fluid that would enable us to compete with Clark's Cleanzo.
You're right, Miss Goodrich. Our cleaning fluid business has been very spotless. Very spotless. I like the one about Goodrich tires better. Where is it? You're right, though. Clark's Cleanzo dominates the field.
Well, we tested this new formula, and it seems to be remarkably good.
Well, for heaven's sake, let's not dally, Billy. Send the people in.
Right, Mr. Moore.
Wait till old man Clark finds out that Moore has got a cleaning fluid that'll push his Cleanzo right off the market. How do you do? Come right in.
Hello, Mr. Moore.
How do you do, Mr. Moore?
Well, he didn't tell me one of you was a woman. Which one is it?
It's me. Me. I'm Joan Davis, and this Lionel Sander, my manager.
A great pleasure, Mr. Moore.
A very interesting specimen. On the basis of my scientific background, I would say definitely the Neanderthal type. Sir, you have a fine example of the subnormally shaped head.
Yeah, and he threw it himself, too.
Now, won't you be seated?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Moore. You're not the type of businessman we expected you to be.
I guess you thought I'd be 40, fat, and facetious.
Yeah, and instead you're 30, skinny, and not the least bit serious.
Well, I try to watch my diet. You see, I eat six slices of whole wheat bread every day. Does the whole wheat bread I eat contain only wheat flour? No. It contains the kernel, the husk, the stalk, the root, and a shovel full of the dirt it grew in.
I wonder what his stomach would sell for.
And
by the acres.
exercise. I found the best way to keep in trim is to exercise those parts of the body which are fat.
Gee, that's right. Maybe I ought to try it. How would I start?
Can you skip rope with your head?
Suggest that we get down at business.
Why, yes, of course. Now, about this cleaning fluid of yours, Miss Davis, my secretary tells me all the tests have been satisfactory, so I think we can make a deal.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful.
Not so fast, boy. I think we should know something about this company before we give them such a valuable formula.
Yeah, that's right. How do we know we can handle a valuable formula like this?
Miss Davis, don't worry about your formula. This corporation has a solid reputation. During the war, for example, my company was engaged in valuable and highly secret war work.
Yeah? What were you doing?
I don't know. My silent partner, the general, wouldn't tell me.
I think I get that.
Then after the war, we converted to peacetime activities. One of the first things we developed was the Moore Jiffy Breakfast.
Jiffy breakfast?
Yes, a complete meal in an envelope. Everything comes in powder form. Powdered orange juice, powdered coffee, eggs, butter, cereal. With this powder, the housewife doesn't have to serve her family breakfast.
What'd she do, blow it at them?
No, they add water, make a paste, and spread it behind their ears.
Why are you doing much business now?
Are we doing much business? My dear boy, don't worry your pretty little head. When I refer to your pretty little head, I mean it's pretty little for a head. Don't you worry about our business. I alone keep three beautiful secretaries busy. One of them does Arthur's work.
Why do you need the other two?
They're decoys. They keep me away from the one who gets the workout. Well, what do you say, Miss Davis?
Gee, it sounds okay to me, but what about the financial details?
Financial details?
Yeah, the leaf, the lettuce, the mazuma, the cabbage.
Oh, you mean money?
Yeah, that too.
Well, did you have any ideas?
Yeah, gimme.
How much will you give Miss Davis for the formula?
Well, frankly, we're anxious to get something to sell in competition with Clark Crenshaw. So, how's $10,000?
$10,000? Gee.
Well, what do you say, Miss Davis?
Gee.
Is that all you have to say?
Don't bother me. I'm counting 10 G's.
Well, if you'll come back this afternoon, Miss Davis, we'll have our contract drawn up and our check ready.
Fine, we'll be there.
Good. Now, let me congratulate you on inventing this cleaner.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. And remember, I want my cleaner available to everybody. We'll sell a bottle of it, not for $1, not for 50 cents, not even for 15 cents. No, sir. The price of a bottle will be $3.50.
In the morning, skies will be sunny. When Johnny's cleaner wipes Clark Crenshaw off the map.
Here's the contract for the new cleaner, Miss Moore, and the check. Miss Davis should be here any minute.
Fine. Miss Goodrich, this will be my greatest triumph. Imagine getting a hold of a cleaning fluid to compete with Clark's Crenshaw. I think I'll call Joe Clark and rub it in. Oh, brother, will I tell Clark where to get off? Him and his Crenshaw.
Hello?
Clark, this is Jerry Moore.
Oh.
Don't give me that old stuff. Get this, Clark. I called to tell you that we've got a new cleaner that'll knock your Crenshaw right off the mark.
Oh, yeah? That's what they all say.
When we bring this out, you'll be a forgotten man. Goodbye, Jones.
Jones? My name is Clark.
You see, I've forgotten you already. Goodbye. Him and his big fat Crenshaw.
Well, here we are, Mr. Moore. All set to close the deal. Where's the money? Gimme.
No, not so fast, Miss Davis. You haven't given me the formula for your cleaner yet.
The formula? Oh, sure. Well, first you gotta take a bath in the sink, see? Then you gotta...
All Mr. Moore wants to know is the four ingredients.
That's right. What are the four ingredients?
Well, there's boric acid, vinegar, rose water, and...
That's three.
The boric acid, vinegar, rose water, and...
And?
Boric acid, vinegar, rose water, and...
Well?
I guess and is the fourth ingredient.
Impossible.
No, it's not that either. I can't remember the other ingredients.
Oh, no, but please.
No, wait, now. Everybody calm. There is no cause for excitement. This is a very common thing. Under the stress of the moment, Miss Davis has suffered temporary amnesia. A blocking of the subconscious memorabilia from becoming conscious memorabilia derived from the subconscious.
I didn't know Effie Boone had a brother.
Miss Davis, just relax. Now, look. You've mentioned boric acid, vinegar, and rose water.
Yes.
Now, if you have three ingredients, you want to try for four?
It just doesn't come to me.
Look, Miss Davis, there are only certain kinds of chemicals that can go into a cleaning fluid. Certain groups. Now, there are acids, alkalis, catalytic agents, abrasives. Go ahead, pick a category.
Okay, famous people in history.
Please, famous people in history can't be a chemical in a cleaning fluid. If we're going to make a lot of jack, we'll have to find an ingredient, like an acid. Now, pick another category.
Okay, famous jack acids in history?
Relax. You're getting tense. I'll repeat the three ingredients. Listen carefully, but relax. Boric acid, vinegar, rose water, and
beer.
Beer? Is that the fourth ingredient?
No, but I'm thirsty.
Boy, you gotta remember. I implore you on bended knees. There's 10,000 clams at stake.
No, it ain't those either.
Think what?
Clams are steak, you know.
Miss Davis, you're trying too hard. You've got to relax. Now sit back, close your eyes. Imagine that you're not here. You're in the park. It's a beautiful summer evening, full moon overhead. Scent of roses in the air, birds sing softly. You're happy, at peace with the world. Now then, what is the fourth ingredient?
Who cares? Kiss me.
Oh, no. There's just one more hope. I'll repeat the three other ingredients again. Now, Miss Davis, as soon as I say a word, you say the first thing that comes into your mind. That's free association. You know how to associate freely, don't you?
Yeah. Kiss me.
Please, now I'll mention the other words, and you say the first thing that occurs to you. Here we go. Rose water.
Violet water.
Boric acid.
Sulfuric acid.
Sulfuric acid.
Burn.
Vinegar.
Sour.
Sour.
Pucker.
Pucker.
Kiss me.
No. I give up. Let's forget the whole thing.
Well, gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Moore.
Oh, Maya, $10,000 so near and yet so far.
That's all it means to you, $10,000. But it means I'll be the laughing stock of the business. This may mean the end of the Moore Chemical Company. Well, there's only one thing I regret. I can't beat Clark Clenso. Clark Clenso will just go on being the
Wait
best.
A minute. I got it.
What
I
is
got
it?
The fourth ingredient.
What is it?
Clark Clenso.
Miss Davis, do you know what I think of you?
Yes, kiss me.
Something well worth remembering. Freedom is not an individual project. It is everybody's job. It's a job which has been handed down from the time a small group of men framed the document which began, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people, in those words rests our American heritage. We are a people who may speak as we please, do as we please, and worship the God of our own choosing. Today, across the country, an active campaign is underway to make all Americans more aware of these cherished rights, to promote a more active participation in the affairs of the nation. This campaign is being observed in several ways, not only as an anniversary celebrating the 160th year of our Constitution, but with such features as the Freedom Train, touring from coast to coast, carrying an exhibit of more than 100 of America's most famous historical documents. Visit the Freedom Train when it arrives in your town. It stands for you and me and all America. And now here's Joni again.
Jerry, you were just great tonight. What a performance.
Oh, thank you, Joni. It isn't often that I get my teeth into such a meaty role, you know, a chance to act, create emotion. Joan, you may not believe this, but I'm really a ham.
I believe it. think you're really a fine actor.
Hey, Junior, next time I drop around, let's do something really serious. Let's do the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
That's it. We'll do the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I'll be Notre.
And I'll be...
Another popular show during the 40s starred motion picture comedian Joan Davis in Leave It to Joan.
Johnny's Tea Room, Joan Davis speaking.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Fleming. No, we're not serving meat in our tea room tomorrow. There's a meat shortage, you know.
Yeah, a terrible meat shortage. They can't get any cows to kill.
Why, on my way down here, I passed a Bull Durham sign, and all it had on it was a Cocker Spaniel. Be.
May I come in?
Why, certainly, but you see, we're not really open for business yet.
Well, my name is Wally Brown, and I,
Oh, Wally Brown!
Yeah, anyhow, my name is still Wally Brown, and
yeah.
I heard you were opening your tea room tomorrow and needed a man to help you.
Oh, you're looking for a job, huh?
Sure.
Well, you know, in a tea room, most of the customers are women. Do you know much about women?
Well, all I know about a woman is if she looks old, she's young. If she looks young, she's old. If she looks back, follow her.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, waiting on customers is only one of the jobs, you know. You'll have to set the tables, mop the floors, wash the dishes, and do all the heavy work.
Well, I may not look it, Miss Davis, but I'm strong. I have muscles in my arms, muscles in my shoulders, muscles in my neck, muscles in my... Well, I've gone far enough in that direction, I think, don't you?
Gee, I think you have, too. But what makes you think that you'd like working for me, Wally?
Well, gosh, I've heard so much about you. People say you're wonderful fun to work for. They call you the queen of comedy.
Well, now, really, Mr. Brown?
And now that I see you, I agree with them. Really, you are a queen. You have everything a queen should have.
Oh, it's just standard equipment. As a matter of fact, I don't feel too good today.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, I've been all nervous about getting everything set for my opening tomorrow, you know. And on the way down here today, I got into a little trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah, I was arrested for driving too slow.
What do you mean, too slow?
The police car caught up with me.
Oh. Well, how fast were you going?
15 miles an hour.
Wait a minute now. 15? You can't be arrested for driving 15 miles an hour.
On the sidewalk?
Oh, on the sidewalk.
So you see, that's why I've got this worried look on my face.
Well, I don't see any worried look. You look wonderful to me.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, you look kind of snappy yourself. I just love that two-tone outfit you have on, especially that sport coat.
Oh, the coat? Oh, it's just an ordinary coat. Made of mohair.
Yeah? I wonder where Mo gets all that hair. And gee, you smell kind of pretty, too. What is that you have on?
Ah, this is something called Lover's Lament. It's made of a rare spice, and very rare. In fact, it's very hard to get.
Is that so?
Very hard.
Well, smell this handkerchief, Polly.
Hmm. Gee, that's wonderful. What is it?
Clean linen. You can't get it at all.
You know, gosh, it would be wonderful to have you as my boss. I'd love to work for a girl who's so ludicrous.
Oh, yes, I just love good music. In fact, all us Davises love music. You know why? In Scotland, all of us in the Davis family played the bagpipes.
Oh.
And when we walked down the street, everybody would say, "Here comes the Davis clan. Pipe those bags." Are there any questions on that one?
Well, be that as it is, you still haven't answered my question.
What question?
Do I go to work for you in your tea room beginning tomorrow?
Well, yes, I think I will try you out.
Oh, boy, that's great. You know, this is the chance I've been looking for. I'll do everything in my power to make good, too. And now that you've been running your tea room for a year or so, and I'm very new at it, I wonder if there's any advice you can give me to help me.
You really want my advice?
You bet I do.
All right. Come here, Wally. I'm going to talk to you like a Dutch uncle.
Yes?
Ein kleiner Flirtekraus und Bagel Dumstar. I wonder if that means anything.
You know, frankly, I haven't any idea what you're talking about. Not even the slightest inkling.
The slightest whatling?
Inkling. Don't you know what an inkling means?
Oh, sure, when two fountain pens get married, they have a little inkling.
Gosh, I didn't think you knew, but... Really, Joan, I'm certainly glad you're going to give me the chance of working with you. You know, I've always dreamed of living out here in California and basking in the beautiful sunshine.
Basking in the what?
In the sunshine.
Why, Wally, do you think it's always like this?
Isn't it?
Listen, Wally. Here in California, people are proud of the climate, always fair. And when a cloud appears, they shed no tears. They never will admit it's fair. All the weather outside is appalling. The Chamber of Commerce is stalling. They hasten to explain. Tis a rain. And the weatherman is frowning. 'Cause the ducks in his pond are drowning. But he stubbornly maintains. Tis a rain. And the Hollywood Bowl is jammed. Every seat in the place is sold out. While the people enjoy Chopin, they're sitting there fishing for trout. Oh, I heard a man remarking as the troops were disembarking from a battleship at Fifth and Main. Tis a rain. See the cottages floating by. Hear the lightning and thunder crash. And the water is getting high. As high as your father's mustache. When April showers come down this way, true Californians brush them away. For when it's raining, here's their excuse. They say it isn't raining rain, you know. It's raining orange juice. They insist that the sun is beaming. You can hear the natives screaming as they disappear down the drain. Tis the rain.